So Chananya, this is on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Chananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Meir. In other words, I took a shvua to be Mekayim the Mitzvot Hashem, and I will fulfill my shvua. And from the fact that David HaMelech adds, I will fulfill my shvua, it seems that if he wanted to, he would find a way, a legal way in which he would avoid and circumvent the obligation to be Mekayim his shvua. He would somehow be matir his shvua. So that's a remez to the fact that he could be matir the shvua. Omer Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, I havoi hosom. If I would have been there when the various Tanoim presented in the Brice of their views, Amri Lahu, I would have suggested that I have a source from the Torah for Ataris Nedarim, and we can rely on that, Didi Adifa Miditchu, and my source is the best of them all. He gives himself a very good grade. Shenemar, it says, I'll read the whole parasha, this is by Midbar Lamed, in Parshas Matos, it says, "Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem o yishav eshvul l'sori sora nafsho lo yachel dvaro." And what does this mean? What do we derive from this lo yachel dvaro? He's not allowed to desecrate and violate his neder. Who eino mochel? He, the neder himself, cannot be mechal his dvarim. Aval acherim mochalim lo means mechalim lo, and they could be matir his neder. I have a note here that he should have said lo yavar al dvaro kechol ayotzi mipiv yase. Why the Torah didn't say lo yavar al dvaro? Instead, it says lo yachil dvaro v'loshem chilul, and that's to teach us that a neder lends itself to chilul. The neder himself cannot be mechal the neder, but others can be mechal the neder. The Ramban, on the other hand, says that the drasha here of Shmuel is because the language is lo yachel, and if it would have said lo yavar al dvaro, it would have been mashma that in all cases he's not allowed to be over on that which he spoke, that neder which he took, and no heter would be working. But now that it says lo yachel dvaro, it implies that the iser of lavar al nidro is only in the fact that he's mechal his dvarim. But if others are matirim his neder through a Pesach, then he's not considered to be mechal es dvaro, and therefore there's no iser involved. Omar Rava Lekulu Islay Pircha Labar Mishmuel de Lesley Pircha. The Gemara now is going to go through the entire series of views as to how we derive Hataras Nedarim from the Torah. And there's going to be a pirch on each one of them individually, except for that of Shmuel. Let's go through it one by one. De'imi, Rabbi Eliezer, because of the double language of Kiyafli, Dilma, perhaps. Why does the Torah say a second time Kiyafli, which seems to be redundant? And the answer is to teach us, Kidda Rabbi Yehuda, to derive the principle of Rabbi Yehuda, Shom Rabbi Mishum Rabbi Tarfa. For the Sanya, we learned in Abraisa, we're talking about two people sitting together. And they saw somebody coming towards them. One of them says, Hareini Nazir im abol lefanenu Nazirhu. His friend says, who's sitting next to him, the exact opposite. Hareini Nazir im abol lefanenu eino Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon li olam ein echad meam Nazir. Neither one is going to be a Nazir. Now, why not? After all, if one of them took a neder that if he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, the other one said if he's not a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, one of them would have to be a Nazir. No, neither of them are binding. Why? Shlo nitnu leziris el alafla. And this teaches us that a person has to be absolutely clear, crystal clear. Otherwise, it's not called afla. He's got to say, Hareini Nazir. But if he says a suffix kind of, maybe I'll be a Nazir, that's not a flaw. And that's derived from the extra pasuk kiyafli. So now the extra pasuk kiyafli is no longer free to teach me Ataris Nedarim. For Imi the Rabbi Yeshua, who says that, Asher Nishbati Biapim Yivon El Menuchasi, we have a Pircha Dilma perhaps, when he says Nishbati, God says I took a an oath because I was in a state of anger. He's not telling us that he rescinded and chazar tibi, the way Rabbi Yeshua understood it, but hachi kamar, bi api, meaning when I was angry because of your sins, nishbati, I took an oath to punish you, v'lo adrina b'chur, and I was not chozer from the shvuah. Which probably means that, as we said before, the large preponderant majority of the Jewish people, in fact, did not enter into the land, and God actually fulfilled the shvuah. The Imid Rabbi Yitzchak, the Pirchan Rabbi Yitzchak, who derives from the pasuk Kol Nediv Lev, in the case of the Truma of the Mishkan, which seems to imply that he's not obligated to bring the Truma and live up to his neder, unless he has Nedivus Alev, but if he's Mischaret, he's not Chayev to fulfill his neder, and we could be Matir his neder, the Pirchan, that is Dilma. Perhaps the pasuk is not coming to teach me Ataras Nedarim, but rather Lafuke Midishmuel, to exclude Shmuel. The Yomar Shmuel, Shmuel's of the opinion that Gomar Belibo, that if he took a decision in his heart to take a Shvuah or a Neder, that's not enough, because the Torah requires Haflas Peh. The Yomar Shmuel, Gomar Belibo Tzor Shiyotzi B'Svasov, your mental commitment to fulfill a shvuah or neder is not binding until your motzi b'svasov. You have to be mefarish b'svasov. The hakamashmalon, and this principle of Shmuel we're going to derive from the pasuk. Shalot tomar sha'af b'neder lehegdesh kein adin, and the Torah is coming to tell you that hegdesh is going to be the exception to the rule, and therefore, with regard to Melechus HaMishkan, the Afogav Delahotzi B'Sposov, it was purely a decision in his heart, but a Diva slave, that's binding. Because with regard to Hegdesh, when a person takes his possessions and he declares that they're Hegdesh, that Hegdesh is binding, even if he was no de Belibo, even if he did not enunciate it. V'imid Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua, who derives Hataras Nedarim from Nishbati Vakaimo Lishmar Mishpatei Tzidkecha, Dilma, perhaps, and this is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Ches that we mentioned earlier, the derivation and the meaning of this pasuk is Kirav Gidol Amarav, Damrav Gidol Amarav, Minayin Shalishpoin Lekayim Esam Mitzvah. How do we know that a person to be Mezaris himself can take a Shvuah on a mitzvah? Normally we would say Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah because of Mushpa V'Yomi V'Ar Sinai. The Chiddush that we're deriving here is for the purpose of Zeruz, he is permitted to take a Shvuah. And David HaMelech in fact did that, and we should emulate David HaMelech. And everyone is obligated to take a Shvuah when he sees that he needs that extra impetus and motivation to fulfill a mitzvah. So for a person, let's say, you know, he doesn't get up for minyan in the morning, he's finding it too difficult. If he takes a shvuah, then it might actually motivate him that extra mile to get up out of bed in the morning and come to minyan. So once we need the pasuk to teach me that nishban ala mitzvahs, we can no longer use this pasuk as a source from which we could derive hataras nedarim. Ela de Shmuel. But Shmuel, says Rava, who derives the halacha of Hataras Nedarim for Lo Yachel Dvaro, Lesle Pircha. We don't have a Pircha against Shmuel, and therefore Shmuel is the final word here on the question, what is the source in the Torah for Hataras Nedarim? Omar Rava, Vitema Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hainu Tiamri Inchi. This is a reflection of the colloquial pitgam of Tova Chada Palpilta Charifta Mimili Tzana Dekari. It's better to have, and it's more sharp, to have one little seed, garin echad, of a pilpil, one pilpil seed, which is very small. And that's even better than having an entire basket full of deluim, of gourds. So even though Shmuel is an amora, and relative to all the other opinions that we studied here in the Braisa, who are Tanoim, he's the Katan Shebekulam, nevertheless he's sharper than all the Tanoim that came before him. Hilchus Shabbos. This is called Harorim Atluim Bisara. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Are you telling me that there's no source in the Torah for Shabbos? Michtav Ksiva. We have many, many violations in the Torah. And time again, the Torah tells us that kol malacha lo tasu. So that's not mikra muad. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, that Hilchus Shabbos, many psukim, many verses prohibit malacha on Shabbos. But lo tzricha, but rather, likid rabbi abba, diom rabbi abba, chofer guba b'shabbos, ain't v'ain tzarech el liafra, this is what we call malacha, shen tzricha l'gufa, potter aleha. And this halacha is written in the Torah only in a mikra muot. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. And there are many other halachos that are principles in halachos, in Hilchus Shabbos and Malachos Shabbos that only have a mikra muot, where the Torah says very little, and yet we derive al pi Torah shebal peh many, many major principles. Keman, excuse me. Kirabi Shimon, the Yomar Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Pater Ale. So this principle of Rabbi Abba about Chofer Gumei and Tzarech Liafra El Liafra, that's based on Rabbi Shimon. And here he doesn't need the Guma, which is the Malacha, the Charisha. He only needs the Ofar. If he gave him a bag of offer without having to furrow and dig into the ground, he'd be perfectly satisfied. And it seems that Rabbi Abba did not have to mention that he was standing on the shoulders and reflecting the Shita of Shimon. And why? Because Afilu Tema L'Rabbi Yehuda, there's another reason why, according to Rabbi Abba, an entirely different principle that applies to exempt you in the case of Chofer Guma is basically that's Makalka L'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malach Shein Tzricha Guf is Chayev, but here he would admit that you are Potter. Why? Hasam, in the case of Chofer Guma, if he needs the Guma, and he's going to plant something in that hole, then he's Misaken. Then it's a tikkun. But a hacha, he has no intention, and maybe it's not even possible or feasible, to plant anything in that hole, and therefore makalkalhu, he's destroying the karka. And therefore, a person who does melecha Shabbos bekilkul is potter, and that's what Rabbi Abba has in mind. So now the Gemara wants to know, if the Mishnah is telling us Hilchus Shabbos is considered harore matliya besara, and why? Because of the principle of Rabbi Abba. Is I don't understand. Says Gemara, how do you fit that into the phrase of the Mishnah, the formulation of harore matliya besara? Because the word sara seems to indicate that there is in fact some sort of remez muot for this halacha. And the Gemara is looking high and low and claiming that there is a remez in the Torah for the halacha of either it's Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa according to Rabbi Shimon or Makalkel Potter according to Rabbi Yehuda. And where is that pasuk? It's in the parash of Meleches HaMishkan. And here we turn to the Daf Yud Amid Beis. And the Torah says in Shmos Lamanei Meleches Machsheves. And from the fact that the Torah considers building the Mishkan a Meleches Machsheves, we assume that from the analogy, the equation between Meleches Shabbos and Meleches HaMishkan, that it's only Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. And a Chofer Guma, if he doesn't need that Guma, then that's not considered a Meleches Machsheves. That's why he's Potter. And that's considered a derivation of a remez from the implication of Meleches Machsheves. And the Gemara says, Lo Ksiva. It doesn't say in the Torah, Meleches Machsheves explicitly. So for this, we would have to open up a Chumash. I don't know, do you have access to a Chumash perhaps? I just because of this... If you have an access to the Chumash, let me just ask you if you could open up to Shmos Lamed Hey, that's chapter 35, Lamed Gimel.
What parsha is it?
In Shmos Lamed Hey is, I think it's Parshas Ki Tisa, if I'm not mistaken. Again, I don't have a Chumash. I could just tell you it's in Shmos Lamed Hey, that's chapter 35, and we're looking at Pasuk 33. I think it should say Meleches Machsheves. I don't know. Unfortunately, I'm in the dark over here. What? You have to know which parts. It's not enough to know what chapter it is. Maybe it's in Vayakel. I'm sorry. I don't know. You know, I don't know all the chapters by heart. You know, when one parsha starts and when one ends.
Okay, can you hold on for 1 second?
I'll tell you what I think it says over here. In my commentary, it says, Meleches Machsheves lo ksiva, but Torah linyan Shabbos, ele be'inyan Meleches ha-Mishkan. So with regard to the building of the Mishkan, there the Torah employs the term Meleches Machsheves. And from the Smichus HaParshios between Shabbos and Meleches ha-Mishkan, we're going to derive that Meleches Machsheves is a requirement even with regard to Meleches Shabbos. And that's what it means when the Mishnah says that Shabbos is kaharorim hatluyim b'sa'ara. Any luck finding the pasuk? I'm just curious.
No
luck. Okay.
I'm trying to find the chumash. I'm
really
hard here.
Right. I'm gonna assume that there is such a pasuk.
Yeah, there must be. I don't recognize it from Tisa. I have to know Tisa well, but I don't.
What I could do is I could try to. I'm going back to my study now, and
okay.
I try to open the window here.
Sorry, it might be in Vayakel.
Oh, here I have a chumash. Now I just got to get it into the light. So we'll. Yeah, I have a chumash. I was able to find the chumash here. 1 second. Pasuk to you, Becharoshes Evan Lemalos uBecharoshes Eitz Lasos Bechol Meleches Machshavos. But the only thing is that's written in the parsha of the Mishkan. We don't have it in the parasha of Shabbos, but only via the Smichus HaParshias can we derive that Meleches Machsheves is a precondition in Shabbos as it is in describing Meleches HaMishkan, and that's called Harorim HaTluyim B'Sa'ara. Why? Because it's not at all explicit in the parasha of Shabbos. And that classifies it as Harorim Hatluyim Bisara. Okay then.